First of all, I want to remind you that we have the Mercy Sunday devotion after Mass. We will expose the Blessed Sacrament. I'll be hearing confessions then until 2 o'clock. And about at 2:30, we'll have the Rosary. And at 3 o'clock, we'll have the Divine Mercy Chaplet and Benediction. Also, Wednesday of this week, we have Movie with McNeil at 2 o'clock and 7 in the John Paul II room. And the movie this week is There Be Dragons, the story of Jose Maria Escriva. Years ago in the seminary, there used to be what they called confessional manuals that would give suggestions for particular penances for particular sins. And there was a newly ordained priest who had gone through those all well and had a pretty good understanding of them. And as he hears confession, a fellow comes in and says that he had been moonshining. And he just has no idea what kind of penance he should give. So he says, "Excuse me, sir, I have no idea what I can give you as a penance. Let me ask the pastor, and then I'll be back to you. So just remain there." So the fellow remained there, and the priest went to the pastor, who was also hearing confessions, and said, "There's a fellow in confession who's a moonshiner. What should I give him?" And the pastor said, "Well, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't give him more than $1 a quart." The point is the abundant mercy of God. While we strive for holiness, if we fail, as we do, we're not lost. In the first reading, Luke presents the idealized picture of the church, the community of believers. They meet in the temple to pray, and in their homes they break bread and celebrate the Eucharist. They are filled with resurrection joy, praising God, because they have been called to live in him, and they care lovingly for each other, using their common resources to support one another. In the second reading, Peter talks about mercy of God that gives us new birth to living hope through our baptism and tells us how we are to rejoice in spite of the difficulties we experience. We do have difficulties, all of us do, but we are not alone. That the love that God has for us, the love of the God whom we cannot see, is there with us. And even though we cannot see him, we believe. We act in faith. We step forward in faith. And finally, in that we hear the gospel, which we've heard many, many times, it's always the gospel for this Sunday, the second Sunday of Easter. We have heard this many times, and we see Jesus' love for his apostles. He comes and they're still frightened. Their doors are locked. He comes into their presence, and the first thing he says to them is, "Peace be with you." Jesus loves these men who are not always that lovable. He loves them, and instead of rebuking them for the lack of faith, for the fact that they deserted him, and that Peter, of course, denied him three times. Instead of rebuking him, he says again, "Peace be with you." And then he sends them out to continue the work of Jesus. And one of the parts of that work is the forgiveness of sins. The church has always understood this passage to be the institution of the sacrament of penance. Jesus gives power to men, to bishops and priests down to our present day, to forgive sins, because he knows our weaknesses and our tendencies to do our own will instead of his will. He knows our need to be reconciled. And we can be reconciled as often as we seek his mercy. As long as we seek his mercy, we can be forgiven and reconciled. And we also see that he doesn't rebuke Thomas. In spite of the fact that the other apostles have told Thomas, "We've seen the Lord," he says he won't believe. But when Jesus comes and says to Thomas, "Put your finger in the nail marks, put your hand in my side," We don't see that Thomas actually does it. I think that just hearing his own words back to him is enough, and Thomas can say, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus praises those who have not seen and have believed. We have not seen the Lord as the apostles did, but we have seen the Lord in his people. We have seen the Lord in his sacraments, and we are blessed. How blessed are the apostles, and Thomas especially, that Jesus didn't rebuke them, but said to them, "Peace be with you." How blessed are we that we can see beyond what our eyes can see to know Jesus, the risen Lord, and who offers us nothing less than his own very body and blood under unbloody signs, that we can know and understand the mercy that calls us to live in the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit each day, to rejoice in God's love for each of us and for all of us, to proclaim by our charity and by our joy the most profound mercy of God, who loves us in spite of our unlovableness, who loves us and offers us nothing less than his mercy today and every day.